Radio.
You're listening to Bruce Downs, the Catholic Guy, on cradio.org.au.
Wherever you are around the world today, it's great you can be here with us. Hello, everybody. It's good to have you with us today. Today, I want to talk about something that I think is pertinent to all of our life, and it's around the whole idea of how do we make great decisions and how do we make ourselves go forward in life, not backward in life, by the circumstances that we face. The Bible is strewn with thoughts around this, so we're going to have a look at the scriptures and we're going to share about how do we make great decisions so that we live great lives, because we're making decisions all the time. That's what we're going to talk about today. Go get your family, get your friends, get everybody you love. I think today's message is going to bless you. Many years ago, a Catholic priest used to ask me all the time how my personal prayer was going, and I didn't know how to answer. Well, he taught me how to pray, and my life has never been the same. It's the most important thing I do in my life. So I wrote a book called Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person that step by step helps us to pray. Have you ever noticed that so often our prayers can be just asking for things from God? And any relationship that's all about just asking for stuff is not really a very fulfilling and meaningful relationship, is it? Or have you ever noticed that so often when it comes to prayer, we just don't know what to say? Well, I'm a husband and a father of five children, and I wrote this book, Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person, for women and men like me who are busy and yet want to connect with God in some way. I would love to bless you and give you this book for no charge, for no cost. Prayer changed my life. I would not be here today if it was not for personal prayer. Write to me on this address or call me on this number and I'll send you Personal Prayer for the Everyday Person for no charge at all. And I pray it blesses you.
We want you to have Bruce's book, Personal Prayer, for free. Call us on the number on your screen or write to us at P.O. Box 97367, Washington, D.C., 20090-7367, and we'll send you a copy of Personal Prayer. Want to see the full episode online? Go to BruceDownsTheCatholicGuy.com.
Throughout people's lives, people have different experiences. There's incidences that occur in their life. There's books they read, movies. There are people that influence us. That's what life's about. And this influence could be good for us. It might actually be ill for us or bad for us. There are these movements and moments in our life where we're changed forever. Something happens at times when different circumstances occur within us that change us forever. It was a little bit like this television program when I met a gentleman who said to me, I'm someone who really knows a bit about this television stuff, and I've been watching you for some time, and I really think that God may be saying something to you. There was a moment in time that changed me forever. There are other people who get changed by many other things. For example, I've spoken to many people who've been to India, parts of Africa, and have seen extreme poverty, and they come back and they are never the same. Mother Teresa, that Albanian nun that has now become a saint in the Catholic Church, she one day was staring out her classroom window when she saw people dying and she heard God speak a word to her. She had a moment. She had a moment. Some of those moments are very natural and occur within the normal maturing process of our lives when we realize something. And then there are those times when God intersects us, where God all of a sudden puts a conversation, a thought, a book, a realization, a lying in the way in bed at night moment, and we go, and something happens and that moment changes us. Some of those things that God uses to change us can be classy things. I recently went to the theater and I watched the production out of London, My Fair Lady, and it was so well done. I kept sitting there thinking, what's this mean for church? And as I sat there, I had these thoughts that came to me, and I thought, oh, I'm going to remember those. I'm going to stack those ideas away. God can use classy things. God can use the ordinary things within our life, the very ordinary things, to change life. Well, I want to have a look at a passage of scripture that I've found very, very challenging in my life, and it's from Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Mark chapter 12, verse 41, and it says this. Have a look at the screen. It says, he sat down opposite the treasury, this is Jesus, and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums, but a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Let's look at it again one more time. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. And then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." I wonder when this woman made the decision to give such an enormous amount of her income in the offering. I wonder when that was. Could it have been moments before? Was it a whim? Was it a spur of the moment thing? Was she caught up in the moment of, here I am sitting outside the great temple, and she had she been to church recently, the synagogue recently, heard a motivational giving talk about the fact that the ministry needs money and it can't do its work, and then she'd done the irrational and she'd given everything she had. And I wonder if afterwards she stopped and she thought to herself, I wonder, what have I done? I wonder if she thought afterwards, she thought to herself, because Jesus is telling his disciples, look, she's given everything. I wonder if she thought, I wonder if I'm going to be able to pay the rent. I wonder if I'm going to be able to buy the latest clothes out there. I wonder if I'm going to be able to go to the movies. I wonder if I'm going to be able to put petrol in the car. I wonder if I'm about to be able to eat food. I wonder if she was like some of us who give sometimes irrationally on the spur of the moment, and then we ask ourselves those questions. Do you think when she put those couple of coins, which Jesus, look at the word, it says the word is everything. She gave everything. She didn't give out of her surplus. She gave her everything. You know, I've met people who've sometimes said to me, well, I've given, and what they're really saying is I've given out of my surplus. This woman gave her everything to it. I just wonder if she'd regretted it afterwards. We don't know. And when do you think she might have made that decision? Do you think she made the decision in advance of getting there? That she made that decision, I'm going to give everything and I'm going down and I'm going to do it. I wonder if she'd just been on some kind of prayer experience. She'd been on a retreat. She'd been to church and she'd had an encounter with God. She'd had time with God. She'd resolved this in her mind, that her decision had been made and she was now just living out that decision because she had made a decision. And what she had done was, what she was giving was the result of a decision she was made. In other words, she was living out of a prior decision in her life. And for me, what I've found in my life is that prior decisions are so terribly, terribly important. So terribly important that rather than just waiting for an occurrence to occur, that you already live by a prior decision in your life. See, God is able to cause us to respond in a moment. Moses did. Moses all of a sudden sees a burning bush, and what does it say? He looked, he turned aside, and he went over. Peter did. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, leave your fishing nets, leave your business and come follow me, because I'm going to help you. I'm going to make you someone who fishes for people. And what did Peter do? It says Peter left. He heard the call and he left. Sometimes God can just speak in the spur of the moments. We read the lives of great men and women throughout church history, many whom we call the saints, and they did. They had that ability to put down, but many of us are not quite like that. See, for them, God spoke, he intersected their life, and they acted immediately. Sure, there are those I've never heard before, those people you hear about who've never heard about God ever before, and they have this sense and this instantaneous moment, and they respond to God in their life. But interestingly, those bigger decisions most of the time come out of a place where they're a Christian and they're already responding to a particular direction. It's almost like I've made that decision. I believe in you. I choose to live a lifestyle with you, God, that reflects my decision. That reflects my decision for you, God. The mature Christian lives out of a prior set of decisions. The mature Christian lives out of a prior set of decisions that dominate their life and allow them to respond to the daily prompting of God. Now, what's the daily prompting of God? Many of us, we're not walking around, we're not hearing God speak in such a way where I've heard his voice. Many people don't speak like that, don't live their life like that. But they live in that sense of I'm going in a direction that I'm meant to go, and those directions are determined in their life. I've made a prior decision in my life that I won't steal. That's right. I've made a decision that I won't steal. So when an opportunity comes up to advance myself financially, to get ahead, if it involves stealing, I don't. I've made a decision that I'm going to love Rosemary with my whole heart. I'm going to love her, and I'm going to be faithful to her. And, you know, and Rosemary's a pretty girl, but when I meet another pretty girl, I don't stop and go, now I wonder what I'll do now. Because you know what? I've made a prior decision. And the mature Christian isn't doing life in such a way where they say, as circumstances come up, I'll make all my decisions based on my circumstances around them. A prior decision lives, a Christian lives by a set of values in their life that is dictating the course of their life. It's a prior set of values that dominate their lives and allow them to respond to the circumstances of life, which can be so varied. See, the prior decisions in our life dictate something about who we are. The prior decisions in our life dictate what we're like. Prior decisions dictate how we act. Prior decisions are what we think about. Prior decisions affect so deeply our emotional state and the way we are. Every one of us as a Christian has been called to live by this set of standards that gets formed in us that we might call the prior decision in our life, where we don't have to stop and say, how am I going to operate in that circumstance? We're living by this set of values that are informed by God in our life. Now, there are those Christians who we might call whim decision Christians, on the whim, on the spur of the moment. And I have to be honest, for a long time, I was what I would call a whim decision Christian. A whim decision Christian is someone who says, well, I'll determine how I'll act and think as circumstances arise. And there's no doubt that there are circumstances that arise that we haven't planned for. And in those moments, we've got to stop and say to ourselves, how am I going to be in this moment of time? What am I going to be like right in those times? And we have to make those decisions. But there is that Christian maturity that says, by the way I'm living my life now, when circumstances come up, they fit within the framework of these decisions. And life does throw up circumstances. It does throw up things that we're not prepared for. And we can deal with those because of already determined values or just choices that come along. The whim decision Christian is someone who can be very erratic in their behavior. One minute they're hot for God, and the next they're cold for God. A whim decision Christian. A whim decision Christian finds it difficult to be used by God because their commitment is not assured. When they get a bit tired, they act in ways and they drop the ball from the way that they're called, that they should live. A whim decision Christian, when other pressures come along, when friends come along, when circumstances come along, they kind of stop and go, well, how am I going to behave now? And that's what leads so many of us to trouble, doesn't it? That's what leads so many of us into trouble when we're not living by that prior sense of revelation, that prior sense of this is who God has called me to be. A prior decision Christian is someone living by these values that long ago were made, that long ago, they're like tracks that we run on that give us strength, that they're these prior decisions that we make cause us to be reliable It enables us to be committed and capable of being in a Christian body and be relied upon. It makes us capable of experiencing personal growth in life and in our spiritual life. A pride-decision Christian is someone who is able to live well in difficulty. There are some people when they face difficulty in life, financial crises, health crises, because they're pride-decision Christians, they immediately know how to act and they can maintain in the midst of the storm and the struggle and the coming storms, they're able to remain peaceful and in that sense of peace in their life because of the prior decisions they've made in your life. Can I ask you this question? Have you made decisions in your life that dictate who you are? Or are you blown around by your circumstances? Because a prior decision Christian helps us with making all of those strong relational decisions that we need to make. That's important. Making the prior decision, however, is work. It's work. It's work. And it's linked so often to what we might call our conscience. What's conscience? Conscience is that thing where we sit within us and go, I know the right thing to do. I know the right thing to do. Conscience is our spirit discerning God's will in our life. In James 4:17, it says, to the one who knows the right thing to do and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. To the one who knows the right thing to do. Conscience is the voice within us that says, do this. Conscience is the voice within us that says, this is the way you're meant to walk. Conscience is the voice within us that guides our direction and affects the totality of who we are. Conscience is our spirit discerning God's will in our life. And our conscience affects our spiritual life, our intellectual life, our emotional life. A conscience, in a sense, is the totality of who we are. Conscience is a way of seeing life and experiencing life. And how does our conscience formed? Our conscience is formed through prayer and us seeking after God, asking God his will in circumstances. Our conscience is formed by listening to God, speaking through the church, speaking through the wisdom of our people, of our leaders who teach and pastors who guide us. Because God established the church and he gave it authority to speak into our world and he gave it authority to speak into our lives. And so when we just ignore what church is saying, when we go along and say, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, when we don't listen to the wisdom of Scripture, we don't listen to the wisdom of the ways that Christians behave, we then in some ways can't stop and say, I know the right thing to do. Because conscience is something that has to be formed. It's got to be a way of seeing because it gets developed in us and it's the gift of faith that gets enlivened within us. Conscience is a way of seeing life and it's enlightened by formation. My conscience dictates my actions. And so through life, there were things when I was younger and I would have said they're right to do. Now that I'm older, I would say for me, they're not right to do because I've spent more time in prayer. I've read the scriptures more. I've listened to the wise men and women of the church. And I've come to that place of conclusion about certain things that I used to do that I stop now and go, that's wrong. That's not something that I should engage in. And so by making a conscience decision, I'm able to make a prior decision about how I'm going to behave when temptation comes into my life. Have you ever experienced temptation? Silly question. If you're like me, of course you have. Of course you have. But it's then that the prior decisions in our life come to the fore. As a Christian, when I have made prior decisions about my life, my conscience tells me what to do. I can be out at an event somewhere, and if I'm with Rosemary, and I'm about to do something, act in certain ways, say something, Rosemary only now, after being married for as long as I am, all she has to do is give me the look. The look. And it's an expression on her face. It's a look, and you kind of go, oh, I don't think I should do that. See, conscience, you know what I mean. Conscience gives me the look when I'm facing a decision that requires a decision. Conscience looks at me and says, do you really think you should do that? And so when I'm at an event and I'm about to do something that I shouldn't do, and Rosemary gives me the look with no words, my conscience says to me, oh, I shouldn't be doing that. Decisions are sometimes very difficult, aren't they? And it's here where we need extra prayer and the advice of others and the church to find our way forward. But if we've done the work to develop our conscience, if we've done the work to build the people that we are up in, that part of us within ourselves, build ourselves up, I should say, within us, we are able to make decisions and go, I'm at peace with that. And we can make decisions often very quick. We hear politicians who are given a conscience vote on issues. I think the word at times is used wrongly here. Conscience is not an option in our lives. Conscience is not an option in our lives. Some years ago, I was living in another city, and the opportunity came up for me to travel to another place, to move cities. And in one sense, it wasn't a difficult decision, because I'd already made a prior decision in my life, was God, wherever you take me, I will go. Whatever you ask of me, I will do. And whilst we can all say that, but it's different when the rubber meets the road, but the decision had already been made. So when the opportunity came, I didn't have to stop and say to myself, what do I think I meant to do? See, the prior decision in our lives is that those decisions we've made based in conscience that says, this is the way I'm going to walk in my life. Where in your life do you need to make a decision to walk more deeply with God? Where do you need to make a decision that will get you out of trouble? Because you've already decided. You've already decided. That prior decision says things to us when my children were young. The prior decision said, no, you need to spend an appropriate amount of time with them, prior decision. So when someone came along and offered you to do something else that was going to take you away from family, the decision was already made. When sinful opportunity comes to advance ourselves, when we've made the prior decision, it enables us to not go in that direction, because we stop and we say, I'm not even going to entertain that. See, the prior decision also helps us to do something very important as a Christian. The prior decision gives us the opportunity to walk away immediately from temptation. I'm not even going to entertain that. I'm not going to think that through anymore. I have made a decision about the general direction of my life.
Did you like this message? You can help Bruce get this message of inspiration and hope around the world by calling this number on the screen or by writing to this address and making your tax-deductible contribution. Bruce seeks to help people apply the message of Jesus in a practical way to their everyday life and to personally know the love of the Father. Partner with Bruce today. Simply call this number, go to our website, or write to the address on your screen and help people all over the world chase their dreams and live lives of power, impact, freedom, and purpose.
I meet so many people when I travel, speaking in churches and other venues, who ask questions like, how do I pray? How do I talk to God? How do I listen to God? How do I get direction for my life from God? Well, these were all questions that I once asked, because I didn't know how to pray either. Well, I would like to share with you my book, Personal Prayer, which is the way that I was taught to pray, and it's changed my life.
Change your life through personal prayer. Bruce's book, Personal Prayer, will provide you with practical steps to help you develop a relationship with God that will change your entire life. As Bruce says, prayer is talking to God and listening to God, who wants to be a part of our everyday life. We will send you a copy of Personal Prayer by Bruce Downs, the Catholic Guy. Call us on 855-465-5161 or visit us at brucedownsthecatholicguy.com.
Prior decisions in our life help us to be strong, help us to be reliable, help us to be someone that can be depended on, help us to avoid so much trouble in our life. The prior decision is the way that you and I are called to live in our life every day. In some churches, we call it conscience, and that's exactly what it is. Well, if you didn't get to church this week, or for some reason you just don't think you can go right now, I want you to know this, that God wants you to think through your life and look at the circumstances of your life and ask yourself the question, where are areas that I make consistent mistakes? Where are areas where I disappoint myself and I disappoint others? Are these areas in my life where I need to stop and I need to say, I need to make a decision about how I'm going to deal with this so I don't keep coming back over and over and over again to those things and they keep bringing me down and not only causing me pain, but even causing pain to the people that I love? I want to encourage you that the prior decision is actually the only way, prior decisions are the only way to live our life as a Christian. Well, that's it. I pray that God blesses you. I pray that you do the homework of developing your conscience through reading the scriptures, through listening to the teaching of the church, through the men and women around you, and praying and asking God to come to you, that you will come to a place where you'll be able to stand strong because of prior decisions made in your life about how you are going to deal with circumstances through life. Jesus knew that. Jesus knew that when he was asked, why don't you come and do some other things along the way? He said, no, I've got to go to Jerusalem. This is what I'm going to do. I've made a decision. And he was relentless in walking in that direction. Well, that's it. We'll see you next time. And remember, wherever you are around the world today, God is never far from you.
You've been listening to Bruce Downs, The Catholic Guy, on cradio.org.au.